And you'll see that in your service in just a few moments. We're excited for this and look forward to it. Jim, you'd like to say something. Where'd you go? Oh, music dude has something to say.
I'd like to let everybody know, you probably know, but the Redeemer Summer Music Camp is August the 8th through 11th. So any of you that have children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, great-grandchildren, you get the picture right. I encourage you to be part of that. Our sign-ups are going really pretty well. But most of all, I'd like to encourage those of you who can. On Friday, August the 11th, we're going to do an end-of-camp concert. And we would love for the Redeemer family to be part of that. It will be at the like the end of camp. It will be like the 11 o'clock hour. I know that's a little hard for some of you who work. And your boss can let you off. I'd like to invite you, and I'll keep you apprised of that. Put up your calendar. We look forward to seeing you.
Sure. Sarah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I need everyone to grab a blue pencil. I'm watching. Take one of the pencils. Grab one. Take your bulletin or your poster, whatever you're taking home with you. And on Friday, July 15th, our Youth of America here will be leaving for their mission trip. And we will have a short sending service at 4:30. Are you ready? July 15th at 4:30. This congregation has been incredibly generous with the support for this trip as well as monetarily, and we would love for you to be a part of that sending service to wrap your warm, loving arms of support around these 14 youth and 3 adults.
I mean, we need it, don't we?
Yeah.
3 of us, we need it.
It's going to be an amazing, amazing experience, but we would really love, we will have the youth there, we will have their families there, and we really hope that we have the extended Redeemer family, because we know that we will be in your hearts and in your minds and in your prayers while we are gone, but we would love for you to be a part of that sending service as well. So, Friday, July 15th at 4:30, and we'll probably do it right outside, but if it's like 100 or something degrees, we'll move right inside to the small fellowship area, but we would love to have you with us that day. Thanks.
Thank you, Sarah. As most of you know, we were on vacation last week, and when she referred to it being 100 degrees, I will let you know Thursday when we left to come home, it was 48 degrees. It was tough to have to suffer for y'all. Last Sunday, we actually, Nan and I, worshiped with Sean Hannon. Some of you might remember Sean. He was our seminary student for a couple of years and then worked with our youth another year. And he is serving a church in Arcade, New York. And Sean was much beloved here in this church. And in fact, when he left, you may remember that Richard framed a picture of the church with a large mat, and we all signed messages to Sean. When we got in his church last Sunday morning, the first thing Sean did was come up to me and say, come here. And I got up and followed him. He took me directly into his office, walked over to the wall and said, here's the picture right here. I see it every day. Most days I come over and read some of the comments. So if you think you don't make a difference for these people, you do. You know, for our students, you really do. He's still very connected to Redeemer. And in fact, I told some that they voted the day we were there to build a fellowship hall community center kind of thing. And that was the other thing he showed me in the office. He said, I got to show you the plan because we copied this from what you did with Bob. Isn't that interesting? Yeah, so you've had quite an impact and influence on his ministry and what's going on there. It was great to see them. They're doing great. Am I leaving out anything I was supposed to say? The girls are precious. Sean has two girls now, and they're precious. So anyway, I think that's all for now, and it's time for our prelude.
Thank you.
At this time, we are pleased and excited to be celebrating the baptism of Madeline Grace Miracle. If her family would bring her forward and her sponsors, if they would come forward. In holy baptism, our gracious Heavenly Father frees us from sin and death by joining us to the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are children of a fallen humanity. By water and the Holy Spirit, we are reborn children of God and made members of the church, the body of Christ. Living with Christ and in the communion of saints, we grow in faith, love, and obedience to the will of God. Called by the Holy Spirit, trusting in the grace and love of God, child baptized. As you bring Madeline Grace to receive the gift of baptism, you are entrusted with responsibilities to live with her among God's faithful people. Bring her to the Word of God and the Holy Supper. Teach her the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, and the Ten Commandments. Place in her hands the Holy Scriptures and nurture her in faith and prayer so that she may learn to trust God, proclaim Christ through word and deed, care for others in the world God made, and work for justice and peace. Do you promise to help Madeline Grace grow in the Christian faith and life? People of God, do you promise to support Madeline Grace and pray for her in her life, new life in Christ? I ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and confess the faith of the church. Do you renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God? Do you renounce the powers of this world that rebel against God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce the ways of sin that draw you from God?
I renounce them.
Please rise. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters, and by your word you created the world, calling forth life in which you took delight. Through the waters of the flood you delivered Noah and his family, and through the sea you led your people Israel from slavery into freedom. At the river your son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By the baptism of Jesus' death and resurrection, you set us free from the power of sin and death and raise us up to live in you. Pour out your Holy Spirit, the power of your living word, that those who are washed in the waters of baptism may be given new life. To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen.
Be seated. Madeline Grace Miracle, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. You didn't know it could be done that quickly. All right. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that through water and the Holy Spirit you give your daughters and sons new birth, cleanse them from sin, and raise them to eternal life. Sustain Madeline Grace with the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen. Madeline Grace, child of God, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Amen. Let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Please rise. Look at that. She's waving at you. That's good. Let's welcome the one who's waving at us. We welcome you into the body of Christ and into the mission we share. Join us in giving thanks and praise to God and bearing God's creative and redeeming word to all the world. Amen. Well, congratulations. And Madeline, I have to tell you, that's the first time a newly baptized person has ever waved at her new family. You know, and welcome to God's family. And let's see, I have your baptism certificate, and you can blow out the candle. And thank you very much. Yeah. Sure. grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, the Father of our Lord Jesus, you are the city that shelters us, the mother who comforts us. With your Spirit, accompany us on our life's journey, that we may spread your peace in all the world. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Amen. Have you seated, and with the children, please come forward. All right, I have an important question for you. Who likes macaroni and cheese? I thought all of you probably would like macaroni and cheese. Yes, indeed. And so, there's some in here. You're right. All right, have some. Yeah, y'all aren't eating this.
Because
it's macaroni.
Not cooked.
It's not cooked.
Give it.
Wait a minute.
I have eaten macaroni.
You've eaten macaroni? Yeah, you don't, I mean, you have to.
I ate macaroni once.
You have to, so if I just cook this, I could give it to you?
Yeah.
And it would be macaroni and cheese?
Yes.
No, because I got to put this down. No, let me show you something. Because see, after that, then you have to put this in.
Okay, put it in.
Well, why don't I just, I think I should just open it up and we just eat it like this. What do you think?
No!
Then we
make
macaroni
and
cheese.
Well, you like macaroni, right?
Yeah.
And you like cheese, right?
Yeah.
So, why can't you eat it?
Powdered cheese.
That's powdered cheese, so?
No, put it in the macaroni.
You've got to put it in the macaroni.
Yeah.
So if I put this in here, you'll eat it.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, you're not going to eat it, Lily?
Yeah.
I have to cook it first?
Yes.
After you put it in there, then add some water, cook it in there.
And then you cook it. And then you would eat it?
Yes.
Okay, then it would be good.
Yes.
Okay. So you can't do this by itself.
No.
And you can't do this by itself.
No.
You have to put it back together, right?
Yes.
Right. Okay. Well, you know what? You are right. And I wanted to tell you about that today because if you listen in our gospel lesson, Jesus sends his disciples out
to tell other people about him. But it's really interesting if you look.
He doesn't say, now you go
out and you go out and you go out. No. He says, hey, look, you two go out and you two go out.
And you two go out. He sends them out together. Like, he didn't send them out like macaroni and cheese that way. He sent them to, he put them together because they're better together, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, macaroni and cheese is better together. And we tell others about Jesus and we serve God together. That's why we're all one big church family out here. Madeline, just a few minutes ago, became part of this family. And that means that she's together with us in serving God and in learning about God. So it's kind of like macaroni and cheese. We made macaroni and cheese this morning with Madeline. Yeah. Anyway, so that's what I want you to remember is that. But that's not the point to remember. The point to remember is that we serve God together. We're all one family in serving God. God knows we need each other, and that's what a church is really all about. All right, let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for giving us partners in ministry to support us, love us, and care for us always. Help us to serve together with all our friends and family. Amen.
Go in peace. Serve the Lord.
Thank you.
Too crunchy.
One piece.
A reading from Isaiah. Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad for her. All you who love her, rejoice with her in joy. All you who mourn over her, that you may nurse and be satisfied from her consoling breast, that you may drink deeply with delight from her glorious bosom. For thus says the Lord, I will extend prosperity to her like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream. And you shall nurse and be carried on her arm and dandled on her knees. As a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you. You shall be comforted in Jerusalem. You shall see, and your heart shall rejoice. Your bodies shall flourish like the grass, and it shall be known that the hand of the Lord is with his servants, and his indignation is against his enemies. The word of the Lord. The second lesson, a reading from Galatians. My friends, if anyone is detected in a transgression, you have received the Spirit, should restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness. Take care that you yourselves are not tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. For if those who are nothing think they are something, they deceive themselves. All must test their own work. Then that work, rather than their neighbor's work, will become a cause for pride. For all must carry their own loads. Those who are taught the word must share in all good things with their teacher. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for you reap whatever you sow. If you sow to your own flesh, you will reap corruption from the flesh. But if you sow to the Spirit, you will reap eternal life from the Spirit. So let us not grow weary in doing what is right, for we will reap at harvest time if we do not give up. So then, whenever we have an opportunity, let us work for the good of all, and especially for those of the family of faith. See what large letters I make when I am writing in my own hand? It is those who want to make a good showing in the flesh that try to compel you to be circumcised, only that they may not be persecuted for the cross of Christ. Even the circumcised do not themselves obey the law, but they want you to be circumcised so that they may boast about your flesh. May I never boast of anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. For neither circumcision nor uncircumcision is anything, but a new creation is everything. As for those who will follow this rule, peace be upon them and mercy, and upon the Israel of God. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to St. Luke, the 10th chapter. After this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he himself intended to go. He said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go on your way. See, I am sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say peace to this house. And if anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide, for the laborer deserves to be paid. Do not move about from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and its people welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick who are there and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whenever you enter a town and they do not welcome you, go out into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off in protest against you.' Yet know this, the kingdom of God has come near. Whoever listens to you listens to me, and whoever rejects you rejects me, and whoever rejects me rejects the one who sent me." The 70 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, in your name even the demons submit to us." He said to them, "I watched Satan fall from heaven like a flash of lightning. See, I have given you authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice at this, that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You come to church and you want answers to the profound questions of life. Well, today, I'm going to address one of those right here at the very beginning of this sermon, a question so profound and earth-shaking, so significant that you probably have never even dared to ask it before. Why do people yell Geronimo when they jump out of airplanes? Well, a little bit of research goes a long way. There actually is an answer to that question. And it all goes back to 1940 to a particular soldier named Aubrey Eberhardt at Fort Benning in Georgia. Eberhardt was part of a test group of paratroopers, and the Army was studying whether or not they could send paratroopers out of the plane close together, one right after another, quickly, without risk or trouble. This had never been done before, and the soldiers were nervous about it. So the evening before the test, those who were going to jump went to see a movie to take their minds off of it, and the movie happened to be about the capture of the Apache leader, Geronimo. After the movie, the soldiers retired to the local bar to further strengthen their courage and their resolve, and there they began to tease Eberhardt that he would be scared when he jumped from the plane. Eberhardt insisted that he would not be frightened and then announced that to prove it, when he jumped, he would yell Geronimo as loudly as he could. And the next day, the planes flew low over the airfield and the soldiers tumbled out. And those on the ground did indeed hear a loud voice booming out Geronimo. And people have done that ever since. Now, if the mark of a successful sermon is that it asks a question and then answers it, maybe I should quit right there. Don't get your hopes up. Because you see, if you listen carefully, particularly when you're doing good, particularly when you're helping someone in need, particularly when you're acting faithfully, you might just hear a faint Geronimo. And if you do, you can be sure that it's Satan passing by. I think that's what that passage in our gospel lesson today is talking about, particularly that part that many seem to have questions about. Jesus had sent 70 believers out to minister in the world, and when they returned praising God for all that they were able to do, Jesus said, "I watched Satan fall from heaven like a flash of lightning." What in the world does that mean? Well, people have parsed it for all sorts of unusual thoughts about Satan, where he is, and how if he falls from heaven, he must somehow have been up there in the first place. But I really think it's more simple than that. Those 70 went out at Jesus' command to preach and to heal. And when they came back, they were filled with zeal and faith at all they had seen and experienced. And they said, "Lord, in your name, even the demons submit to us." And Jesus answered that as they went about telling others of God's love and grace, as they went about healing and doing good for others, as they were filled with faith and shared it, evil went down in defeat. And just like that's what it meant then, I think that's what it means today. When we do good for others today, Satan falls from glory, going down in defeat. When we care for others in need, Satan falls. When we care for that neighbor who needs a visit, or perhaps just a batch of cookies for a pick-me-up when life is hard, Satan drops. When we care for and respond to the needs of the sick, the hungry, the oppressed, the forgotten, the lonely, anywhere in the world, Satan sinks. When we resist temptation and live faithful, meaningful lives, Satan plunges. When we read our Bibles and pray, keeping our eyes on Jesus and walking in his footsteps, Satan cascades.
And when we live proclaiming that the kingdom of God is near through word and deed, Satan plummets daily. Daily, as we live lives of faith, Satan is cast out and falls like lightning, quick as can be. Evil goes down in defeat. It happens because of the work of the Spirit within us. It happens right here. It happens among us over and over. Well done, good and faithful servants. So, next time you're living the faith, listen carefully. Maybe, just maybe, you'll hear a faint Geronimo echo. And if you do, rejoice and laugh. It's Satan passing by. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. O God of freedom, this week we thank you for the gift of our nation, and we pray for your blessing on us. As we enjoy our freedom, remind us always that it was you who first taught us about freedom. In your forgiveness and love, we know true freedom in you. May our lives proclaim that freedom in all we do and say. Lord, in your mercy, as we honor freedom this week, O God of grace, may we work for freedom for all those who don't have it. for those trapped in poverty or loneliness or hunger or oppression or hopelessness or all the many ways our neighbors feel burdened and weighed down. May we offer our help. Be with all in need, loving Savior, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, eternal author of mercy, we pray now for the leaders of our nation and for leaders all over the world. Give them a vision of the world as you would have it be. Lead them to work for peace and justice and to serve with integrity and honesty. Help them always to feel your presence and to seek your way. Lord, in your mercy. Finally, O God, we continue to pray for your church. Assure us now and always that the church is founded on you and that nothing can shake it. Fill our hearts anew with your Holy Spirit so that we might be filled with faith and courage and conviction. In all of life, loving Savior, may we proclaim you and your love. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace.
Let us pray. God of mercy and grace, all hearts of all wait upon you, and you open your hand in blessing. Fill us with good things at your table, that we may come to the help of all in need, through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer and Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection open to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, as a mother comforts her child, so you comfort your people, carrying us in your arms and satisfying us with this food and drink, the body and blood of Christ. Send us now as your disciples, announcing peace and proclaiming that the reign of God has come near. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Thank you. I'm also pretty familiar with it.
You've been in here a lot.
I have been in here a lot.
Yeah. I know we always turn the lights on before we come in here once you step, so.
Yeah, and you know, but this is the one time that you can see.